Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know. They should have been singing the whole time live.
Exactly, man.
Yeah. I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me. Blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale. Like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist. I am a real artist.
Was written, and you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me, and he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AK Disco. AK Disco. 3-5. And I'm faithful. I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who is one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything, and I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music
thank you,
is...
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, T-A-Z, host the show, man.
Good evening, this is T-A-Z Productions on Blog Talk Radio, your host, T to the A to the Z, and in the house we have Soul Scribe off in the house. Soul Scribe, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing good. Thank you so much. I'm excited to finally get a chance to speak with you again.
Well, that's good because, like I said, I always surf the net listening to different music. And I guess because we got the same friends, we got like 11 friends on Facebook, the same. And I ran into some of your music and I listened to it. I was like, I got to have her on the show because, you know, when I'm feeling a vibe, when I'm feeling a vibe, I'm on, because I do music myself and I listen to music.
Okay.
And music is a hobby for me. So this is like,
okay,
you know, this is the thing that I do all the time. I've been doing it all my life. And so I listened. And I said, ooh, I sure enough feeling that. I got to have her on the show. And I just don't pick random people. I pick people that I think that are on Slam. And when I heard the stuff that you had, that little bit that I heard, it was on Slam. And I was like, yeah, I can vibe with this. So. And I had one of our mutual friends that's online on the show last week, Mark Lacey.
Yes, Mark. Yes, he's been doing poetry and spoken word for a long time. I know of him. I don't think I've had a chance to actually meet him face to face, but from what I've seen, he's definitely a mover and a shaker and doing his thing. So absolutely, I know who he is.
Yeah, because he was. He came when I used to live in Atlanta. I live in Texas now, in the Dallas area. But when I was in Atlanta, he used to come to my house parties and perform. So Mark is family. He's more like family to me. So, you know, and then also we're friends with Kipper Jones.
Kipper.
I met him when he first came to Atlanta, and I had to tell him, Cat, I was following you when I was in the Army. In Alaska, and when your album came out, you did the music for Vanessa Williams, did the music for The Boys, did some music for the Isley Brothers. I was just naming the list. He's like, brother, you know some people that I don't even remember.
Yeah.
and he's been on the show before as well, Kipper. And I'm friends with Urban Light, and I know Urban Light.
Oh, yeah.
That's my girl too.
Yes, that's my sister. Yes. Urban Light is a dope poet, dope soul overall. Kipper is as well. I've done a show some years ago where he was at and performed. I want to say he had his band there. I performed with the band, and Kipper is amazing. I was blown away by him.
Oh, that's a bad dude. I always knew he was a bad dude when I had to, like, if I ever picked up an album back then where we used, before then, you went in a store and bought the album or the CD. You didn't download nothing because there was no computer back then. So back then,
right,
when I walked in the store, I used to look on the back of the album or the CD or the cassette tape even and read to see who produced it. And if his name was on any of the tracks, him and Andre Crouch's nephew, and I forgot his name off the top of my head because I'm friends with him too. Any of their names came up on the album, I was like, boom, I got to get this. I got it. It's automatic. I don't even need to listen to it. I already know I'm going to like it, you know. So, yeah, I see you were, and I was trying to figure out how your music came up on the page, but through our mutual friends. So what gave you the name just to use Soul Scribe? How did that come about?
Oh, wow. So I've been writing for a long time, and it was one of the things that really, when I was playing with, like, names that I really liked, and, you know, some artists have stage names, and I was, you know, some artists just use their regular name, but I kind of wanted to have, you know, an on-stage persona, you know, alter ego,
right.
And was playing around, and I'm always, you know, talking about soul, your soul, and you know, how important it is to take care of your soul. And, you know, a lot of the writings that I do, they, you know, of course they come from my soul. And so, I love the ancient Egyptian, writings and the way we reference them. And so when I thought of scribe and, you know, storytelling and then your soul, so it kind of came together, you know, I played with some words and, you know, I'm a writer, so, you know, brainstorming and just thinking of what made sense for me, what fit me. And so, you know, I came up with Soul Scribe. You know, I'm a soul writer. I write from my soul. So because I feel like that's what poetry is, really, writing from your soul. Cleverly,
cool.
Of course.
It says in your bio you started writing at the age of 12, and it was a journal, writing raps. Hey, you still spit, yo? Do you still spit? I mean, like, yo, I'm for real, though. I'm for real. Because
it's tell me.
Go on.
I'm sorry. Well, people tell me all the time that I can rap. I kind of have a flow on some tracks that I've just released. On this album that I just released on Saturday, Journey to Love. So I've got a flow that's, you know, somewhat similar to rap, but I don't rap. I do spoken word.
Right.
But, yeah, that's how I first started out. I was, you know, I was inspired by Salt and Pepper and what they do. And
right.
I was like, oh, I could do this, you know. And
right.
Wrote a little rhyme. And, you know, over time as I got older, you know, continue to write or would revisit it or journal or write in my diary. Always felt like I always felt comfortable and safe on pages, you know.
Right,
so
right.
That's kind of how that started. So I'm not out there trying to, you know, be an MC or doing any rap battles, but I've done some competitions and when I do, I try to go more hardcore, you know, towards the hip-hop rappish style, I guess you could say.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna have to send you a beat, man. I need a female to rap on one of my songs for real.
Okay.
We talk about it.
We'll talk about it. I can give it a try, you know. Never know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm sure you can. If you're feeling the music, I'm sure you can.
Oh yeah,
and then,
yeah.
And then
yeah,
you
probably.
Do your own style. You know, you do your own style. You can do it the way you do your
That's
your
true.
Regular music. I mean, hey,
That's
if you're feeling
I've
it, you're feeling
on
it.
Featured on two rap albums. Two rap artists have me on their albums. On this album, I put both those tracks from their albums on my album.
Okay.
One of them is called Light. It's on my SoundCloud as well. Soul Scribe Poetry, it goes hard, you know. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to it. I made it public yesterday, but it's about life and being beat down by life and coming back from, you know, hard experiences, and it goes hard. The beat's hard. My flow is I'm riding the beat, so it's like, you know, someone was like, "You ever thought about rapping?" And I was like, "Nah, not really." But you know, rapping is poetry.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's true. That's you exactly hit it on the head. Rap is poetry. So that I mean, and so is writing lyrics. So I mean, anything that's artistic, and you are voicing a flow, an opinion, a statement, and you saying it in rhythm, it's poetry. It's rap. And you, I mean,
absolutely.
No matter what.
Yep, absolutely. I agree. You're so right about that.
The song Life. You sent me a song called Life, and I want you to know I don't listen to the tracks beforehand. I know I wouldn't have hit you up if I didn't like you when I heard what I heard. So I know I'm gonna like this. So I already know. So but I never listen to the tracks. So so this is called Life.
Oh yeah, I love the piece. I do. I love the piece. It's different. It kind of has a rock star feel to it, or rock vibe with rap, you know, kind of like somewhat like a Run DMC.
Right.
But a little old school, but a little new school. But it's cool. It's I'm very proud of that piece because I was going through a lot, and I wrote it. I was inspired by a guy. His name is Tommy Wang. He used to play, what is it? It's not the, he was in the NFL. There's another league that's like a step, I guess, that's similar, but it's not the NFL. It's still pro.
Canadian league or?
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. But he asked me to be on his album, and he kind of told me his story and what he was going through. So it was a combination of his life stories and mine, you know, put together for his album. But it's just about inspiring people. You know, when life, you know, so his album is called, I think it's something like Life After it was something like Life After Fuckery or something like that. And so, excuse my mouth. I have a potty mouth. I'm a poet. So. But it, and so the piece, you know, is about that. It's about life after all of the foolishness, after all of the fuckery, after all of the bad things that you've been through, and getting to a place of peace, you know, and happiness and understanding of who you are and what you will and won't tolerate, and just how great the universe has been to you, and that, you know, you can make it out of some of the toughest situations, you know. And so it's an empowering piece. You know, so yeah, I like
okay, it. Here it is. This is Life, Soul Scribe.
Chance I've been given through many tests. Passed with flying colors, moments I thought were a mess, so I'm the messenger. Here to tell a story about life after fuckery and foolishness, class is yet to be dismissed. Pull up a chair, time to become more aware of your strength. My soul I'm here to bear, naked, I don't mind if you stare. See, life has tried to break me down. Car flipped 3 times, I ended up face down in the ground, but I'm still around. Here to tell a story about triumph, to let you know that you too can overcome. That the battle can be won through it all, court cases and fake friends. If you just hold to your faith, you can win. If I can laugh after all the shit I've been through, so can you. These lyrics, your soul food, eat up and devour all that you need. This ink, the tears I bleed to help you breathe. No superhero, but I'm here for the rescuing. My blessings keep on manifesting all that I've prayed for. So patience is key. When I feel like all hope is gone, I keep pressing on so that I can become a light to the lost. Realizing that sometimes you must take a loss. But even in failure, there is success. No longer do I stress people's opinions, I've finally learned to rest. Give it all to the man above, I'm learning to be an example of love. Even to those I can't trust, because I know that I too will one day return to dust. So my purpose is to help others just like me, who feel captive and need to be set free, who know why the caged bird sings and inspire my people like Dr. King. So I keep writing, keep on speaking, bringing peace to what really matters, to sort through the clutter and chatter. I can finally hear the joy in my laughter. Won't you laugh with me? Laugh with me.
I love that. Life. That's Soul Scribe.
Yes,
hey,
thank you.
Was that you in the background too?
Just a minute ago.
Yeah, on that track. I heard something in the background saying something.
Oh no, that wasn't me.
Okay, I was like, okay, I thought that was you for a minute. That let you know that I heard all the record. When I heard it,
yeah,
I'm listening all the way through. I
like
love
it. It's
that.
Different. It's different. It's different from what a lot of spoken do.
And it hit you straight up.
It did.
Like,
it was to the point.
Yeah, no beating around the bush. We getting ready to talk about this.
We're gonna talk about this. This life that we've been living. You've been facing some hard times, but let me tell you something. You're gonna be all right. You're gonna make it. You're going to come out of that thing, you know, even stronger, wiser than you ever imagined.
Now, in your bio, I read your voice was used for United Negro College Fund commercial in 2015. Can you explain that?
Yeah. So, you know, I have some great connections in Atlanta, and a guy hit me up, and he was like, hey, they're having this mayor's mask ball. I would love to use your voice. I've also worked with him. Same guy that I've worked with on with the King Center. I've done some I think I've done two projects for the King Center here in Atlanta.
Okay.
I did another with the NAACP. So a good friend of mine, he's out in California. He went to Morehouse. He does a lot of videos for the NAACP. So I was able to do that. So I've done a few voiceover projects. I've really thought about doing it a lot more professionally, but I haven't really, you know, given it like a lot of attention. So.
Right. Well, that's good. Also, also read you was casted and acted in the stage play, It's a Thin Line.
Yes. Yes, Lyrical Jones Entertainment. I'm not sure if she's still at V103, but I believe she is. She has her own production company, and she does stage plays here in Atlanta. So my acting debut was a couple years ago, and It's a Thin Line. And, oh, my gosh, I you know, I don't know how actors do it. I'm telling you, it was an experience. It was an experience, and it's something I want to tap into again and try to focus on a little bit, because there's so much opportunity in it. And, you know, poets and, you know, artists, especially performing spoken word artists, we act, you know, we get on stage all the time.
Right.
We engage audiences. You know, but there's a different place you have to go to
be
as
an
actress.
Actor.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
I understand.
Oh, I mean, I literally left one of the rehearsals in tears. I mean, I was bawling. I was crying like something had happened to me. Let me tell you. It was quite an experience that I'd love to try again, but to be able to tap into that all the time. I can't imagine what that's like to have to go places. You really got to go there to convince the audience or the viewers, you know, the story.
Right,
and
right,
sometimes
right.
That's you emotionally have to go there. You can't fake it if you're going to be good at it. And so that was just one rehearsal that was really good. I played the role of an Atlanta – a successful Atlanta woman, and I met this guy who was here from California, and he was here visiting for a conference, you know, typical Atlanta type, and
right.
She fell for this guy, and they started seeing each other, and while he was there for like a whole summer, and, you know, the guy had a secret, and that secret was that he was HIV positive, he had AIDS. And he did not disclose that information to her. So, you know, it's
that's a deep role. That's a deep role. That was
yeah. That was
that your first role.
Yeah, that was my yes.
What? Hey, I'm gonna tell you what. I've been told the director. Can I just play a wino or somebody? Somebody I know.
Right.
Well, I gotta play this. That's.
That's deep.
No wonder you went home crying. For real.
Yeah, because, you know, it's real. It's real.
Also in your bio, it says Soul Scribe is a spoken word performance poet who encompasses a variety of subjects in her poetry, from love, hate, to politics and social injustice. I write about politics all the time because I've wrote about 9 CDs with me being the first black president. And we started this in 2006. So politics, your politics and social injustice about?
Yeah, yeah. So of course we have a huge problem. We've always had a problem, but it's become more prominent with the police brutality. And so I do pieces that, speak out against police brutality, the racism, the hate that we face in this country, and especially in the courtrooms and in, you know, with the prison systems and the things that they do to continue to profit and to enslave our people, you know, or murder. So it's near and dear to my heart.
Yes, mine too.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why I said I got to get you to spit on one of these songs about.
Oh yeah, I don't hold my tongue. I've got I don't know if I sent you, but my Hands Up Don't Shoot piece is a piece that is it's pretty cutthroat. It's pretty much saying, you know, you know, we tired of the shit. This is too much. Excuse
right.
my language.
Right.
We got to do something about it. And, you know, it's a shame because, you know, everyone is not, gosh, you know, you can't force people to care about things, but it is sad. I was having a conversation with someone yesterday who's black and who doesn't get it and who doesn't, and they're like, well, they just killed, you know, a white lady or they did this. And, you know, I got to just worry about my family. And it hurts to see so many people disconnected from something, from reality, from
right.
and people who are only serving their family and their immediate needs instead of, you know, being a light, instead of being a vehicle, instead of doing, having some sort of active participation, because what affects one person affects the next, you know, any moment you could get pulled over on the side of the road and you could be next. You really could. And I think
right.
people just, you know, watch it online and on the news and they think it could never happen to them. Well, why not?
You're
why
just as black as me.
You?
Yeah, you're just as black as I am. So.
Right, just because you're in a different income bracket don't mean nothing. You black,
yeah,
you know, and there's some people who are detached from that reality because of their financial presence or their stability, and they feel like they have to be, you know, in the hood somewhere or in a bad neighborhood to get pulled over and deal with that kind of thing, and that's not the truth. And so, you know, just trying to spread the message and continue to talk about it with people, you know, and, you know, some people will get it and some won't. But, you know, we have to continue using our voices to continue having marches, to continue putting our people in power positions because, you know, that's where a lot of the moves are made and decisions are made in the court systems and the police. And, you know, it's going to be an ongoing battle and a fight, and I don't think racism is ever going to end. But I do believe that we can make it better. We can decrease it. We could try to call people out on it, you know, and say, hey, we are one, and love is the only answer, you know, to all of this. So I get real get heavy on topics.
Passionate.
Passionate for sure. I'm passionate about a lot of things. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, Soul Scribe is very passionate. Just as much as I love and I give, like I am such a lover. My God, I'm such a hopeless romantic. I love. I believe in love. I will just serve my king. But just as much as I'm a lover, I can really be.
Yeah, on the other end. Yeah, on the other end. Set it off.
I'm passionate. When I go there, let me tell you, I go there. I'm passionate. I'm extreme. And that's the only thing I don't like about myself that I am working on is finding a balance, you know, because, you know, a balance is necessary in everything, but, you know, I'm still passionate and I want people to feel me and I want them to understand, you know, I'm a poet. So words is what I do. I communicate. I want you to get it. I want you to hear me, you know, whether I'm saying I love you or I hate you, I need you to hear me.
The song. I'm going to segue into your piece, Never Lost Again. Explain that, Never Lost Again.
Oh, Never Love Again.
Okay, Never Love Again, my bad.
Yeah. I hope that I sent you the final track because it's on my SoundCloud, but it's with Eddie, featuring Eddie Kalia. That piece was about heartbreak. You know, I've dealt with a lot of heartbreak. Learning how to date again in Atlanta is pretty rough. I'm definitely moving from this place within the next year or two, but it's traumatic, and so I like to write about my experiences. And so I was like, I'm done. I was at a place in my life where I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore. This is uncomfortable. People lie. People can't just be real. Falling in love is too difficult in 2017, and I'm over it. And so that piece was just about that experience.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet, I've got no rhythm. Though it's easy to pretend, I know you're not a fool. Should've known better than to cheat a friend. Waste a chance that I've been given. So I'm never gonna dance again the way I dance with you.
It's to breathe for you, I tried to. Empty out my lungs till my face turned black and blue if it meant sacrificing my life just to please you. Wanted to be your everything. Wanted to be your Coretta, forgot you weren't my king. No wedding ring, it didn't matter, I still believed in your dreams. But everything wasn't what it seemed. So love's freedom couldn't possibly reign. Captive, a slave to the possibility of us. Suspended in air, we were just stuck in between moments of unclarity. Patiently I awaited to be rescued from disparity. My heart, in a cycle of charity to those in need, while hoping and praying for reciprocity. Still pumping after all those beatings, needing for someone to see me just for me. So I'm never gonna dance again, never gonna love again, at least not the way I did. Always ready to love so willingly, we could never be complete. I set myself on fire for you, while you watch me burn and fall short. False hopes of something beautiful to share. Instead, I was sleepwalking in a nightmare. For me, love's never been fair. So caught up in someone else's need, my only refuge is when my pen bleeds. Always the only lonely one, always beginning, they were always done. If I gave the moon, the stars, and the sun, it would still not be enough. When did falling in love become so tough? Now my heart is afraid to trust, so I'm never gonna dance again. Never gonna love again. At least not the way I did.
The way I danced with you.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Behinda, from Queens, all the way from the NYC. I am a female independent artist, in which I am a singer, songwriter, and I produce my own tracks. That's right, y'all. So come check me out at dhynezunlimited.net. That is spelled D-H-Y-N-E-Z, unlimited.net. This is coming live from the ATAZ radio station in the ATL. So peace, love, and happiness to you all. Most of all, keep it real with yourself as well as others. Peace out.
ATAZP on Blog Talk Radio with Soul Scribe in the house. I love that joint, Soul Scribe. I love that joint. Never love it.
Oh,
man,
I
do
too.
Yeah, that joint.
Oh, I do too. I love that.
Yeah. I wanted an extra minute on it, though. I wanted an extra minute, the sauce in it. I wanted some more funk off in there. You know.
Oh, man, you make me feel bad. I had a feature on there, but we ended up cutting it. So it would have been longer, a male perspective.
With
the vocalist, and Eddie is incredible, and he's really, really blowing up here in Atlanta, and he has great vibes. I love being around him, and I love hearing him sing, and I feel like he really brought that George Michael piece to life, you know, of course, because
yeah.
Examples. George Michael, and I'm a big fan of George Michael. I grew up, you know, I'm a baby, and so my mom listened to a lot of, you know, George Michael, Boy George, just a lot of old school. So I was inspired by that. I've always loved Careless Whisper, and so when I heard the track, the producer pulls it up, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I almost lost
it.
My mind. So,
right.
Yeah, it was great. It was a great fit for me.
So you received the award twice for Black Poetry Cafe?
Yeah. I love Black Poetry Cafe. I've been rocking with Mark Goggins for a while. He's a great supporter of other artists. He's a poet as well. And Black Poetry Cafe has has really, really helped me to grow as an artist. And so he continues to feature me and to, you know, to promote what I do. And the love and support is real, you know, because it's hard when you're an up-and-coming artist and you don't have the support that you hope you have. And then you've got these people here saying, hey, come along, or hey, let me feature you. And you learn how to prepare yourself and do everything that you need to do to grow and to be stronger. So, yeah, and he's always, you know, giving me awards and trophies and things like that. So that's a great organization, the Black Poetry Cafe, to be a part of. It has a huge following of poets, especially, yeah, I believe, along the East Coast. Yeah.
Anywhere else that you performed around, I mean, nationally, even, I know in the A, you probably tore it up. Like I read, you performed at the White Linen Party for Hank Stewart. I was introduced, yeah, to Hank Stewart when I first got to Atlanta in 97, after I got out the Army, and I knew about some of his functions that he had going on, and his TV show as well. So anywhere else you perform?
Yes, I've performed several places. I've performed in Miami. I've performed. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You dropped for a minute.
I performed in Miami. I've performed in. I'm sorry. My little one sounds like she's busting. I've performed in South Carolina. Give me just a moment. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've performed in New Orleans. Wow, so I'm everywhere. I'm trying to make sure I don't forget somewhere. I want to say Philly. Gosh, there's a number of places. So a lot of places along the East Coast. I haven't really been along the West Coast very much, but yeah.
That's cool. And also, can you give your information where folks can hit you up, listen to your music, contact you, find out what you're doing on social media and all that good stuff?
Yes. I can be contacted. My number is 678-394-9230 for people who want to book me. You can also go to my Facebook page, which is Soulscribe the Poet, or friend me. You know, I do accept friend requests sometimes. from people that don't seem suspicious or crazy.
Right.
Just know that if you have negative energy on your page, I'm probably not going to accept it. You know, sometimes people send me friend requests and I go to their page and they're talking about fighting and beating somebody up and all kind of, you know, profanity and, you know, ignorance. And it's like, yeah, okay, well, let me go ahead and unfriend them. You can go to my website, you can Google Soulscribe, but all of that is linked on my pages. You know, I have my website, I have my phone numbers, I have my SoundCloud, Reverb, all of the things you need as an up-and-coming artist, Twitter, social media, so yeah.
And for the Black people, can you spell Soulscribe, you know?
So it really is just like sounds, but I know people do so many crazy things with names, but it's like your soul, S-O-U-L, not your feet soul, but soul, and then scribe, like a writer, an ancient writer, S-C-R-I-B-E, as if to scribe a letter or something like that. So, yeah, soul scribe, and it's two words.
You gotta put that out for our people, because that's why my intros is 5 minutes long, because normally I do have Black guests and they call in late. So that's why my intro is that long for the show, so I can make sure that folks get on.
We be on that CP time, huh?
for sure. But I so thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
Your information and talking and being a lovely guest. And I would definitely have you on again. Just hit me up whenever you got something new you want to promote, and I'll get you on.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know my album Journey to Love is on Bandcamp.com. You just type in Soulscribe or go to my social media and you'll see the album. And there's 19 tracks on there.
Right.
And it's incredible work. I worked with Igloo Recordings, Teabag the Herbalist. And I think that it's great. From what I've heard, the reviews have been incredible. So I would love the support.
Well, thank you again, Soulscribe. And, hey, I'll be looking out for you. Like I said, I'm in love with your music. And we got to talk about putting you on something political on one of these CDs, for
absolutely.
Real. For real.
I love collaborating, absolutely. And I appreciate you reaching out to me.
And I'll send you some of my info and some of my stuff through the Facebook Messenger so you can check it out.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you for the opportunity, and I look forward to hearing from you more.
Thank you, and take care.
All right. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. That was Soulscribe, y'all, on ATAZP. I'm getting ready to play a couple of tracks, but I got to bounce it off on one of our tracks. It's Life Music. This is me and my cousin, Chris Life Music Jordan, TAZ, off the CD. Life Music, and that's with a Q instead of a C, /ATAZP, Volume 1, Jazz CD. This is called Life Music.
yeah. You know, when you going out with your crew, hashtag team team, whoever that may be, you just wanna be Marvin O'Haller. You know what I'm saying? At least I know I do. Yeah.
We just started falling out.
Who could play full court? And can you run when I say go? Tell the DJ spin his back once more. I walk in the club, taking these pics, swinging my hair, a couple thousand on my wrist. I spend my money any way I wish. I'ma keep pulling up till I can't fish.
Marvin and Wilder with all of my team. Whatever we add, it's 1,000 degrees. We got bottles and bottles of smoke from that green. You need it, I got it, I got what you need. Marvin and Wilder with all of my team. Whatever we add, it's 1,000 degrees. We got bottles and bottles of smoke from that green. You need it, I got it, I got what you need. Yeah.
We just want it, Marvin.
While I don't take no notice.
Oh, no, no, no. So strong, think I need a chaser. Ooh, getting this paper. Spend it all, make it back in a day or two. Cause I could be that girl in the Tim's wife beater in a hoodie with a beanie. Or I could be that girl trendsetting every season. Fans holler when they see me.
Mobbing and wilding with all of my team. Whatever we add, it's 1,000 degrees. We got bottles and bottles of smoke from that green. You need it, I got it, I got what you need. Whatever we add is 1,000 degrees. We got bottles and bottles of smoke from that green. You need it, I got it, I got what you need.
TLP, Marvin and Wilding, you know how I do. This is ATAZP. Next week, there's no show, but on Sunday, I'm going to be doing a test show, trying to see if this sounds right for when we do the live house party on next Saturday, September 2nd. If everything goes right on Sunday, with this test and it sounds all right, then we're going to record it for the first time, record it live for 2 hours of the party. During that 2 hour set, we're going to have Gray Matter, these young kids that's been on the show before, they're going to perform at the house party. These next two songs to take us out of here is going to be Mono Neon. Jazz bass guitarist, he puts it down on YouTube and also on Facebook Live a lot of times. This song is called "I Love Forever, Lord." I Love Forever, Lord. And also after that will be Tate Cobain with "Oh My," and that'll be the end of the show. I want to thank SoulScribe for coming through. putting it down. Thank you, girl. We're going to get together. I'm going to send you a couple of tracks and see if you vibing with me, and hopefully we can vibe on out on a track for real. This is ATAZP, and TAZ is out. Next song, like I said, is Mono Neo with I Love You Forever, Lord. And the next song after that is Tate Cobain with Oh My. Oh My, I'm out of here.
Tierra Music. telling no lie on my. How she do the dance on my. Since she did this shit before, yeah, I can tell her no lie on my. Let me hear it twice, I heard her coming both times. Ay, if I ever had it, best believe that whole mind. Ay, so she got a nigga buddy bitching all the time. Ay, looking for what's missing, got her missing all the time. Ay, do it all day, never open up the blinds. Ay, put her on the drugs, let them open up her mind. Ay, got her going back to back to back. Got me spending money on her, going rat to rat to rat. Got the Henny out the kitty and a couple extra straps. That's how she want it, so she only get it from the back. Love me cause I'm young and thuggin', youngest nigga in the track. Said she never leave the crib, so I put her on the map. Bust it open for the kid and I'ma put it on the snap. Talkin' about a freaking dress, she put it on in the Saran. I should do the thing, oh my. Said she did this shit before, yeah, I can tell her no lie, oh my. I should do the dance, oh my. Said she did this shit before, yeah, I can tell her no lie, oh my. I should do that dance, oh my. Said she did this shit before, yeah, I can tell her no lie, oh my. She do that dance on my. Since she did this shit before, yeah, I tell her no lie on my. They let me in, here I go. Don't mess with that snow, all my bitches on go. She up on the ceiling, slide down to the floor. And just cause she dance, that don't make her a hoe. I'm pulling, I count it, I'm throwing it up. She nasty to me, put my thumb in her butt. I'm in it to win it, all in her gut. That ass is so fat, I see that from the front. Got the shooter with me now, we loading strap to strap to strap. If they looking for me, I ain't hard to find where I'm at. Probably get her ass a Billy, think I'm black on black on black. Going dumb on every track, let's take it back to shop and pack. Yeah, yeah, she love that dance that I do. I'll pay for that pussy, drop bands on that truth. Oh, yeah, she love that dance that I do. I'll pay for that pussy, drop bands for that truth. How she do the dance, oh my. Said she did this shit before, yeah, I can tell her no lie. Oh my, ay, how she do that dance, oh my. Said she did this shit before, yeah, I can tell her no lie. Oh my, ay, how she do that dance, oh my. Said she did this shit before, yeah, I can tell her no lie, oh my. How she do that dance, oh my. Said she did that shit before, yeah, I can tell her no lie, oh my. Oh my, said that shit before, yeah, I can tell her no lie, oh my.
This is Country Boy Rockin' Ron. You're now listening to the sounds of another TAZ Sounds. Rockin' from my homeboy's ranch. Rockin' from Ohio. Rock on.